say, actually, on the record.
Tony Blair, a name which most people would associate with the illegal war and invasion of Iraq. And that's probably how Blair will be remembered throughout history. In 2003, he stood alongside George Bush to try and justify a war that millions of his own people and many more around the world had opposed. London saw the biggest anti-war demonstration in its history, but despite all that, Blair went ahead with war, ignoring intelligence information that Iraq posed no threat and had no weapons of mass destruction. As the death toll rose, it became very obvious that the Iraq war had more sinister intentions.
It was here in the House of Commons that the majority of MPs voted in favour of the Iraq war. Several years later, and some of those very same MPs came out and denounced Tony Blair for lying and deceiving them. Blair said an attack would be legal even without the approval of the United Nations. But all that has been proven to be mere lies.
In 2010, the Iraq Inquiry was set up to investigate Britain's role in the Iraq war. Blair was called into question about the legality of his decision. He was also accused of misleading MPs and exaggerating the threats from Iraq. Anti-war activists believe Blair used war for personal gain at the expense of other people's lives.
JP Morgan, the banks are in there propping up the Iraqi economy. The oil companies then open up to the rest of the world. Construction companies, Halliburton, which used to be Dick Cheney's old company, are now getting massive contracts. And Blair himself is receiving about $20 million from the Kuwait royal family, who were Iraq's old enemies. So for the last 10 years since the start of that war, you know, over 500,000 people have died and are still dying as a consequence in Iraq now. So this is the legacy that's left behind from a pack of lies.
Tony Blair resigned as Prime Minister in 2007, and ever since then, the Iraq war has never left him. He embarked on speaking tours around the world, making millions of pounds, but wherever he went, he was followed by protesters calling for his arrest and trial for crimes against humanity.
Nobody is prepared in the politicians or even the media to come out and actually say it's time we took out a criminal investigation to have him. As a country, we've been asked to turn a blind eye. There's the Chilcot report to come out at the end of the year. We all know already that Chilcot was not given the papers he asked for, and then that will be a whitewash. And besides the fact that it wasn't a criminal investigation, which is what needs to be.
10 years since the war in Iraq, the majority of the British public still believe Blair was wrong to invade. Most of the public also think that the country is more unsafe because of the war and that the situation in Iraq will not improve in the years to come. Hassan El-Khatib, Press TV, London.